Jen Harnish, come on up.
Okay, so I have a couple things here. The first one is pretty short. It's the iPad docking keyboard, which you can buy at the Apple Store. It's $69, the same price as the Bluetooth keyboard. The reason I bought this, I tried out the Bluetooth keyboard. I was torn between the two of them. I wanted a keyboard that I could use on my lap because I've been in enough conferences and meetings where I didn't have access to a desk and I didn't have a place to put my iPod or iPhone where I could still access it. So the docking station has a spot where you actually plug it in where the charging port is, and it almost locks it in securely. It does wiggle a tiny bit, but you can tap it, and you just don't want to toss it in the air or give it to your kids or whatever it is. I mean, I've had no problems using it on my lap. You can obviously use it on a desk as well. It's a great keyboard. I like it a lot. The buttons are quiet. It does not fold. Mm-hmm. It's lightweight, though. I put it in my backpack. I don't have a case. I'm searching for one. I've been using a laptop sleeve. If I really want to protect it, I have a laptop backpack that has a built-in sleeve, so I just toss it in there, like when I came today. So I'm searching for that. Initially, I put it in its box, which felt kind of dorky, so I stopped doing that. You know, it's a new thing, and they don't seem to have as many accessories for new things. I put lock dots on it. It also has, kind of where the function keys would be, some buttons that you can interact with the device. There's a lock button, there's a mute button, there's a home button, there's a search button. There's also a brightness button, so if you do use some vision on the screen, if I'm in a dark room and it turns on, the brightness really kills my eyes, so I immediately use those buttons to dim it. The downside of this is, and this is for the iPad as well, you lose volume control when you plug in a headphone. The plug for the headphone is at the back of the dock, and the downside I find is, number one, it's loud in your ear. They set it to a fairly loud volume. You cannot change the volume on the iPhone or iPod or iPad, and I was in a big meeting. It was quiet as the speaker was speaking, and I asked a friend to my left. I had the one earbud in my right ear. You know, I listened from my left ear. I said, can you hear it when I have it in my right ear? And she could hear it. I mean, not super loud, but she could tell that it was speaking. And that bothered me. It made it a little bit harder because I had to pull it a bit out of my ear to hear the speaker. So that's been probably the biggest downside. It's still much lighter than my laptop. I'm liking this so far. I'm curious about the foldable ones, but I personally prefer a more full-size keyboard, and I like it. It has arrow keys on it, you know, the backspace, all of those things.
I wondered what the advantage of having a keyboard is.
Speed of typing entry. You know, I'm learning how to use the on-screen keyboard, but I don't know how fast others are in typing things in. The reason I like the speed of entry with the keyboard is that I am almost primarily using this for the notes application, which I'm going to cover in a minute, and I can type away as fast as I use any other keyboard. If you're using it for a lot of entry of information, say typing emails, using it for typing in more than just, say, a few words. I mean, in the ride over here, I was just typing in some contacts. You know, first name, last name, email address. That was fine. I didn't need the keyboard to do that. But if I'm taking notes at a meeting, I don't want to use the on-screen keyboard. I don't know. Maybe others here are faster at it. I want the speed of a keyboard. This idea came from Amy in terms of, I was asking about a note taker not wanting to spend thousands of dollars on one. And I also like the idea of having access to the apps that were going to be made available. I'll go on to why I'm getting the iPod Touch. The one other thing about the iPad docking keyboard, if you go to the Apple Store, I had to go through 4 salespeople, none of whom believed me when I said I could use an iPhone or iPod Touch with this docking keyboard. They all said, no, it's only usable with the iPad. So I had to convince them to let me try it out. And one of the reasons I needed to convince them was I didn't know where it was located in the store to be able to try it out. So I just needed their assistance in finding the actual thing. And finally, one of them, you know, took me right over to it. And he was curious if it would really work. So 4 of them were huddled around and amazed that it would work. If you go and want to try it out, just say you want to see the iPad docking station, pull out your iPhone and pop it in yourself and go ahead and give it a try. And I think most people probably know you can try these things out for 2 weeks and still return them. If you're interested, you know, I gave the Bluetooth one 2 weeks. I gave this one 2 weeks. So if you're thinking about it, it might be worth a try.
Does the keyboard have a number pad?
It has numbers, but not a number pad. I put lock dots on the 4 and 7. That's what helps me out. But I use a laptop a lot that doesn't have a good number pad, so I'm used to them.
Compared to the Apple Bluetooth wireless keyboard, what's the physical dimension?
It's about the same dimensions, I think. It's a little bit thinner. It does have probably a 3 to 4 inch extension off the back. That's not the width of the keyboard. It's probably the width of an iPhone, and that makes it a little heavier, and it is a tiny bit heavier. It doesn't run on batteries, so that's another benefit. It's not Bluetooth because it's connected directly to the unit. You can also be charging your phone at the same time that you're using it because it has a dock at the back where you plug in your charger and you can connect it to whatever you use to charge your phone at the same time. So that may appeal to somebody if you want to use the keyboard while you're at home and be charging concurrently. You can do that. It has numbers, but not a numpad. No.
It doesn't run on a battery, so that means you have to plug it in to the wall?
No, just to the phone. My assumption is it uses the phone battery. I haven't noticed a shorter battery life. I mean, I've used this in a 10-hour conference and 8-hour meeting. I mean, I'm not typing the whole time. I have my screen lock set at 5 minutes, the auto lock. One of the reasons I wanted this device in the first place was for the 10-hour battery life compared to, say, a 4-hour netbook, my 1.5-hour laptop. So I know that's improving, so that could be some people's arguments for finding a netbook or laptop with a longer battery life.
Can you run everything on the iPods just from the keyboard?
You know, no. There are a few things that you can access. I describe them to you. I haven't added music to mine yet, but they do have play, fast forward, rewind, where the function keys would be. So it's a limited accessibility from those buttons. But compared to other keyboards that I've read about online, it has more than those other ones do. My hope is, I mean, it has the typical Apple keys. Those of you who use Apple would know what they are. My hope is over time that they'll have shortcut keys that you can use. I mean, I keep looking for Control S to save and insert key. It's really weird because I'm used to a PC, but it doesn't happen. You still have to tap on the screen for most things. But I mentioned the few shortcuts it does have.
So you have to get it into position with your finger to get it to the text field, and then you...
Then you start typing, yes.
And have you tried any of the voiceover commands? Because allegedly there are some now built into iOS.
Such as?
Like the voiceover space to actually tap into something.
No.
This may not actually be in whatever version you have on your iPod Touch, but supposedly it's there, and there are people that claim that they have done it.
There's like cord commands too.
Okay, I mean, I'd be interested in learning about them. I haven't called the tech support. I haven't. I'll go into why not when I talk about why I got the iPod Touch rather than the phone. Yeah, that'll be something certainly to come because I'm hoping there are more benefits to the keyboard than just speed of data entry. But that's a big benefit, depending on your use of it.
Do you have the cost of this keyboard?
$69 plus tax. I'm going to move on to the iPod Touch. This is Generation 4, which is what you have to get VoiceOver. It is a bit smaller than the iPhone. It's thinner. I don't know. I guess it's about 2 inches shorter. It has rounded corners. My understanding is it has the home button like an iPhone does. It has the earphone jack. It has the power switch, the volume control. I think it has the applications that an iPhone does, obviously not the phone. You do lose things. It has Wi-Fi. It has music. You can do email. The gains from the iPod Touch, for me, I did not want to commit to a contract. I had a cell phone I was happy using. I'm not a big cell phone user. I have a pay-per-minute plan. What I lose are many of the applications many of you demonstrated. I can't use it for on-the-go GPS unless I'm sitting in a Starbucks. I can't use it to send email to one of you in the room right now. What I tend to do is I type emails on the road, and then as soon as I get home and turn on my computer, it zaps them off and sends them that way. So there are definitely limitations because you don't have the data connection. You don't have the phone connection as well. But what you're saving is, I don't know what those of you are paying, $50-$60 a month from the contract fee. So some people were concerned last month about the cost issues with an iPhone. So what I decided to do was purchase the iPod Touch The lowest price is $229. I got the next higher one just for the amount of storage space it has for $299. And my thought process was, in about 6 to 8 months on savings of not paying the contract, I would own this unit outright. And then I could purchase an iPhone, start up a contract, and then my son, my husband, I could sell it on eBay or whatever, and I would have taken that 6 to 8 months to learn how to use whatever applications this comes with. And that goes to the point of what Frank was saying about the voiceover commands. I just find that I want to take my time learning things, and you know, there are a lot of other things that I'm doing right now, job applications, kids at home, things like that. And so if I was paying for the phone contract, paying for the data contract, and not making use of them, I'd feel like I was wasting money. So this felt like the perfect use for me. I've had it for about a month now, and I'm thrilled not to be paying the contract fees. I'm not feeling like I'm missing out on things, and I'm sort of keeping track in my head. I don't travel a lot. I plot my trips out in advance on the computer. I record them on my digital recorder, things like the bus route. And I may lose out on things, but again, in 6 to 8 months, I can still purchase an iPhone, pay for the contract, and cover the cost of this.
Can't you use email with the wireless connection?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. But you have to have a wireless connection.
There's no 3G.
Yes.
Is the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's the big difference, I think.
Yeah. I thought you said you couldn't do email here.
Well, I'd have to have the code, the passcode, or whatever it is.
There's a guest that's unsecured, actually.
Okay, so I haven't looked for it. I could search for it and do it.
But you have the same Wi-Fi. Yeah, you'd click on Wi-Fi and you'd be able to look at the network.
Wherever there's Wi-Fi, you can make it work.
Yes, absolutely. It has camera, video.
Now, the camera for the iPod Touch is not as good as the camera for the iPhone. It's not the same camera. People just need to know that.
So are you sure about that with the fourth generation?
Yeah. That the camera's not quite the same quality.
Flash or not?
I don't know whether it has flash or not, Bob. I don't remember because I didn't pay enough attention. But I know that it doesn't have quite the same camera.
How easy is it for everybody to use the cameras on the iPod Touch and the iPhone, just if you want to take a picture, not even for scanning?
You have to learn how to get it focused. It's kind of a hit or miss proposition. You get better over time, at least I have, but it's...
It'd be a good thing to do, though. I mean, to have someone actually explain how the camera works at a 5-hour meeting, because that's an area that we could probably all use some
absolutely
benefit from. A camera, one of the things you can do with just a native iPhone, you can attach a picture to a text message. So you can send someone a text message with a picture for identification purposes very easily.
I've done that, actually.
Yeah, it's easy. I just took a picture with my iPod Touch camera. It's not a flash. That's
okay. All right,
I'll move on to Notes. Notes has been, I would say, the only application that I've used beyond contacts and sending mail. And again, the reason why is what I needed was I had a number of meetings, conferences coming up, and I was sick of my hour and a half laptop battery having to crawl around on the floor and find places to plug it in. So this was sort of an instant, I found it easy to use, very few buttons, just no fuss application, and very accessible. It comes with the iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad. So from the home screen, it's on the left side.
Empty list, mail, double tap.
The home screen, okay.
Notes, double tap.
So notes. The first thing you do in Notes is on the upper right of the screen is an add button, sounds like app.
Add button.
Okay, so when you click on that, it opens up an edit field, and then you can just start typing. The very first line you type becomes the title of your note. It's a little important because if you just kind of keep typing, you end up with a really long title, and the way you process your note when you're done is you can send it to yourself as an email, and if the title's long, it's a little harder to know what it means, or if you start off with a title that's like, one I sent to Amy, hi Amy, this is blah blah, it's not as easy for someone else to know what it means. So it does make sense just to make it a little understandable.
So that title becomes the subject of your email?
It becomes the subject of your email, but it's also contained in the text of the email. So I just, now I've learned to type a few words, however many words you need to describe the subject, and then just hit enter and keep typing. It does seem to me like you have to double return to not have everything in sort of one continuous line of text. I'm still figuring out how to edit properly using the arrow keys. You can edit by character, by word. but honestly, when you're typing in a meeting situation, taking notes, I don't edit on the fly. When I get home, I cut and paste from the email into, you know, Word, and then I do spell check, then I do editing. It's just much faster that way. That's why I haven't learned as much about it. So I can just start typing.
Capital E-R-E-A-R-E-A-T-S-A-V-I-H-H-B-U-G. Period.
So I just said, here we are at Vibug. It does the same. If you've misspelled the word, it will do auto correction for spellings if it has it.
New line.
And then
F-E-T-S-A-S-H-O-M-E, period, home.
Okay, so let's say that's my note. Once you're done with the note, you can read it. Let's see if I remember the gestures.
Here we are at Vibug. Let's all go home. Text field.
Okay, so that was two fingers, swipe down, reads your message or your note. When you're done with it, in the space where the add button is, there's a done button that comes up when you've created the edit field.
Done button.
So again, double tap on that.
Here we are at the button. Notes. Back
so
button.
It adds it to a list of notes. So you can have a continuous list of hundreds of notes that keeps your titles. I don't save my notes. I typically, when I have a few minutes, be it in the meeting, be it on the trip home, I send them pretty quickly to email. At the bottom of the screen are a few buttons.
Next note button.
So next note allows you to move between notes. There's a next note. There's a previous note. The direction they go is a little confusing. You just sort of get used to it.
Delete button.
There's a delete button. Again, you just double tap each of these to move.
Email button.
So the email one is the one I use the most. Say we want to email this, I'll email it to me. It pulls up the mail screen. Again, you know, for
send,
those who've
dim,
used it. So
button.
On the right of the screen, there's the send button. It's dimmed because I don't have anybody in the to field. I can either type somebody into the to field. It brings your cursor immediately to the to field when you go into mail, and all you have to type in is the to field. You don't have to type anything else. The message, the note is immediately in your edit field in your mail message. The subject line is already filled out. So it's a very fast process of filling out this message. If you go to the address book.
All contacts. Choose a contact to mail. Ari Parnish.
Mail it to my husband.
That's search. Search field. Nancy Jodoin. Brian Charlson. Jennifer Harnish.
Okay,
send.
Okay,
button.
So it added me. Send. And
here we are at Vibug.
So now
note.
It's in my
button.
Outbox, and if I were hooked up to Wi-Fi here, it would send it to me. If I were hooked up at home, when I get home, it'll automatically send it.
So what's that process again? You double tapped?
On the bottom of the screen, either while you're in the note itself or once you're on the list of notes and you have that note selected, at the bottom are the four buttons. Next is on one side, previous on the other. Delete and email are in the middle. So you double tap on email. It automatically brings you to mail. You are in the to field of mail. So you can either type in somebody's email address, or if you find it faster, you go to the upper right of that screen and find the, I think it says add to address book or go to address book, something like that. You double tap on that. It brings up your contacts. Double tap on who you want to send it to. That fills in the to field with that email address for that person.
So that's automatic. Once you double tap on the person you've chosen,
yes.
That goes into the to field, and then you just do send.
And it brings you back to your message, and then you double tap on send, which is in the upper right. Okay. And then you're done, and it brings you back to the notes screen. And then what I do at that point, depending on how important the note is, I might delete it. If it's something that's really important, I decide I may keep it until I confirm that I got it in email. So far, I haven't lost anything, but I just tend to err on safety and scroll them. They're quick to delete. That's pretty much it with notes. It's quick and easy. I love how lightweight this combination of units is compared to my 6-pound laptop. Some may argue cost-wise that, you know, a netbook might be another option, but this has been simple. Again, the practice of getting used to an iPod, iPhone, and I think I will eventually transition to an iPhone, but I'll be happy to know as much as I know at this point, and then my son might get this as a birthday present over the summer and be very happy, or I might keep it.
Jennifer, so, what's the cost of the iPod Touch?
The cheapest would be $229. This was $299, and I think the largest storage capacity is $399. So if you have a lot of music, a lot of pictures, you might go for the largest.
Thank you.
Can you set, let's say, it's a character?
Yes.
Yes, you use the rotor.
The rotor.
And notes to switch between characters and words. And you would do that if you're editing within the note.